It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
She's toast. It's over. Hallmark Channel cut Lori Loughlin loose yesterday after her involvement in the elite college admissions fraud scheme. Now it looks like Netflix will not be inviting Aunt Becky back for the fifth and final season of Fuller House. Loughlin is currently out of jail on a $1 million bond with the ability to travel to Canada to shoot projects for Hallmark. Apparently, though, that's not going to be necessary because Hallmark's parent company said we are no longer working with the actor whatsoever. Sephora and Tresemme have both cut ties with Lori Loughlin's YouTube star daughter Olivia Jade after a massive amount of backlash on social media. Olivia, who has 1.3 million Instagram followers and 1.9 million subscribers on YouTube, has paid partnerships with Marc Jacobs Beauty, Calvin Klein, Lulu's, Amazon, Smile Direct Club, and Windsor Store, among others. Lori Loughlin's daughters, because she's got two, will not be returning to USC for fear of bullying. Sources say the 19-year-old Olivia and 20-year-old Isabella have made the decision to withdraw from the university after their parents were indicted in the scandal. The family believes that if the girls went back, they'd be viciously bullied. Bryan Singer was fired as the director of the new Red Sonja movie. Sources say he was fired after the studio financing the film was unable to find a distributor for the movie with Singer's name attached. He was fired from his last film, Bohemian Rhapsody. He's previously been accused of raping underage boys a number of times in the past, but denies the claims and has never been arrested. Jay Leno says marrying someone that you wish you could be and listening has been the secret to his marriage.
You know, I always tell guys when they meet a woman, marry your conscience. Marry someone who's the person you wish you could be. And it works out okay.
I like that.
You know, I had a discussion with somebody once. He said, oh, I met this girl. She's crazy, but the sex is unbelievable. I go, great. But when the sex is over, she's still crazy.
That is a great point.
Coming, Real Housewives of New Jersey's Teresa Giudice or whatever, Giudice, whatever, however you say it. Her husband Joe has been released from prison and is in ICE custody awaiting a deportation ruling after serving his 41-month sentence for mail, wire, and bankruptcy fraud. He began his sentence for mail, wire, and bankruptcy fraud in March of 2016. Teresa was also arrested but served her sentence first for a little over 11 months for the same crimes and was released in 2015. Recently, Teresa made headlines after announcing that if Joe were to be deported back to Italy, she would not be going with. Now, after Freak Show Friday, we're going to get into this. This is too juicy. There's too much to go off of. I didn't want to put it in a garbage. I wanted to talk about it on its own. We're going to talk about the Wendy Williams Howard Stern scandal, which I think is the juiciest celebrity feud maybe of the year so far. That's coming up after Freak Show Friday next. Which, Joe, what is coming up with Freak Show Friday?
For Freak Show Friday, Scotty has some interesting St. Patrick's Day plans, and it has to do with what he hires women to do for him. This is just insane. Freak Show Friday is next here on The Joe and Alex Show.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.